1690, we back at it again. This is The Come Up featuring the White Boy with Sauce with your boy Mateo. We also got co-host Curly in the building. Say something, co-host Curly. He's fixing his charger.
I just found a charger. I'm lit.
Yes, sir. You get this charger's phone. We getting lit in here. Tonight, guys, we have, of course, another special episode. We have the real ghost girl, Senna, with us in the building. It is always lit with her. She just dropped a new song with Brooklyn Ghoul. We've had on the show in the past. Before that, though, we have a few things to go over because we have a busy agenda. So, as I mentioned before on the last episode, we have an event coming up on November 28th. It's going to be a end of semester bash at Reggie's, which is at Concordia. So basically, we just dropped a new flyer today, actually. The event's going to start at around 9:30, 10-ish p.m. It's going to be club attire, so you can just wear anything as long as it's not joggers, or else I will personally make fun of you. It's going to be free for all students who are who have their own student ID card. So you can be from Vanier, you can be from Dawson, you can be from Cordia, McGill, anywhere. Just as long as it's not from a high school, or we'll kick you out too. Despite that, it's going to be $5 for people who don't have any student IDs. So there's going to be a QR code that you can scan, and there's also going to be the link in my bio. So without further ado, guys, we also have two new songs. We have Manny Saint, who we haven't played before, but she's also a part of CBA, which is always blessed, because shout out to Mario and Mars, and what's the same person, but you know what I mean. And she's going to be performing at the show also, most probably, alongside Rico. So you don't want to miss her performance. Also, we have another new song tonight, Love Letters by Mulan. I got a first-hand, I saw this for the first time live, actually. She performed it for the first time live, and I saw that firsthand. It was like watching Leonardo DiCaprio paint the Mona Lisa. No, not that's DiCaprio. My fault. Da Vinci, my fault. It was like, anyways, it was great. The song is great. I'm really red in the face right now, but it's not the point. Despite all this, we're going to have a great night. We're going to have Senna talk more. We're going to play songs from everyone. It's gonna be a blast. I can't wait. You guys can't wait. See you guys soon. Let me know what y'all think about the songs. Peace out.
Who said I won't? You said
69, that was Love Letters by Mulan. I hope y'all like it. I love it personally. I think it was really good. You know, shout out to Mulan, always delivering quality after quality. She'll never miss. I don't think she'll ever will. And you know what?
Forever.
Forever, ever, ever. But exactly. Tonight, we have the real Ghost Girl Senna.
Yo!
Yes, sir.
Finally. Oh, my goodness. Finally. I've been waiting to be on this show. You don't understand. I've been watching all the interviews.
Like, no way, for real?
Yeah, I'm like a huge fan. Oh, huge fan. Yo, I'm actually here right now.
Oh, my God. I'm turning red. Oh, my God. I'm
so excited. It's not that crazy.
I know. We were supposed to have you a few months ago. However, due to unforeseen circumstances...
But we're here now.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
We're
in like my season of my artist, like just like death, you know? Like death? I'm a ghost. Yeah.
But Halloween's over.
Halloween's never over.
Halloween's that's very true.
That's so
the
crazy.
Long
the
Halloween
jinx was kind of crazy.
For real. So, let's get into it. So, talk to us about yourself, just like little basics, like who are you?
And little like, basic. Like Nardwar.
Who are you?
Nardwar. Yeah, I'm Senna. I'm basically this girl who started out in the outskirts of music. So always in the background, like my friends grew up making music. So I would just watch in the background and be like, oh, like maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do this. And then after a while, I was like, huh, like I kind of really got this going. So I just started branching out to the U.S., hitting up people in the U.S., being like, yo, like you want to work together, whatever. Then meeting people out there and then hitting up people in Europe. And then that's when I was like, okay,
no way. It's
like really serious now, you know, like people are really tapping into my stuff.
100%.
And then I started hitting up Opposite back in January and I was like, yo, I'm really trying to make this real, like start working with people in Montreal. And now here we are, huge empire. Antagonist is going crazy and I got Bin Boy on my label, guys.
Yes, sir.
yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
But honestly, we heard from you from the very beginning. You were actually mentioned on our,
I was.
Yeah, on our like our fourth episode. Our second interview ever, which was Bin Boy.
Mm-hmm.
An OG. And he mentioned that you were the manager.
Yeah, so I'm his manager.
So and you've made the cameos before.
I've tried.
Oh my God.
I try to weasel my way into everything so that everyone knows who I am.
You've made it.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
I'm doing it on purpose. But yeah, I love managing people, especially Bin Boy. Bin Boy is the easiest person to manage, in my opinion. It's like managing like your son. Because it's like super simple to accommodate someone who has the ambition already.
100%.
It's like you don't have to force it into them. It's like he's always like, oh, I want to do this. I'm like, okay, cool, let me get the tools to do that, you know. I don't have to be like, so do you want to try this? I don't ever have to ask him questions like that, and it's super simple. It's really
honestly
nice.
Out of everyone, yeah. Dude, Bin Boy has always been the most on point. Every
this
project.
Is turning into an I Love Bin Boy.
Yes, it's always been.
It's actually
it
always
has
been
always
I Love
been.
Bin
someone
Boy.
Actually DM'd me, he's like, why do you always promote him? I'm not gonna say who.
It's because he's the GOAT.
And like,
it's funny.
And like, I just like, I wrote back, like, I told the truth. I'm like, yo, you know, me and Bin Boy, we cuddle up on the couch and we watch
no,
Grey's Anatomy.
No, you did not say and, that. Because it definitely wasn't Grey's Anatomy, too. Like, it was probably like you guys were playing Mario.
We drink chamomile, you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
So what made you got into like managing in the first place?
I got into management after I was kind of doing it for one of my old friends who was like a model. She was doing modeling online in Chicago at the time, and I was like, okay, well, I can go ahead and manage your page. I think it'd be fun. And then a couple years back, I actually was managing this guy who wanted to be like a private chef. And it went well, and he was a Lego collector. Shout out. I'm
Whoa.
Not gonna say his name, but shout out still. Like, he was super cool. That didn't end up going well, but it still paved my way. Like, I really wanted to manage people after that, because I was like, this is so easy, so simple, and it's fun to curate to people's dreams, because it contributes to mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but, like, cooking to music is kind of a bit of a difference, or, like...
I mean, cooking to music, it was kind of crazy at first when we did it the first few times, because it was, like... The music is not his music, right? It's just regular music, but he's doing edits, and then he's making Lego in the background to, like, make it match the stuff.
So yeah, it, like, looked
really
cool.
Yeah, it was really sick. I don't know. I think someone should definitely continue that that line
Legos
of work with
food.
The Legos and food. That was so sick.
That would actually be really cool. But
yeah.
Would he make Lego food, or, like, just, like...
No, he would make, like, his own... Like, he would make food, like, fine cuisine, and then on the side, at the same time, is building something Lego-related.
Oh, okay. That's pretty lit.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
Kind of like, if you think about it, IRL, like, TikTok stimulation videos, where they have, like, the slime, and
like
they're telling
life?
You a story, but it's for real. Yeah.
After they send me the link, I gotta see this for
myself. It doesn't exist anymore, so
no.
I literally can't. Yeah, because he stopped, like, completely. That's what I was trying to say. Like, it didn't end well. Because it's like, that's completely gone now.
Legos is an expensive hobby, for real.
Yo, yeah. He had a whole room. He had, like, a room the size of, like, the closet storage that was just filled with different colored Legos organized and stuff. It was kind of crazy.
Oh, that's, like, easily, like, $10,000.
Yo, yeah. This is a severe collector we're dealing with here.
I need that, respectfully. Yeah. And so what made you want to get into music? So managing to music.
I got into music because my best friend, actually, shout out Jesse, was like a big music guy. And he used to make like a lot of beats and stuff. And then he started rapping. And then I would just watch him do that all the time. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it also. So now, like, he actually produced a lot of my most recent songs.
No way, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Jesse.
Shout out Jesse. He's the GOAT, yeah.
That's really cool. So, like, you do only rap. Well, what would you describe your genre anyway?
My main genre for me is probably pop. Now I'm switching more over to rap.
Okay,
but
cool.
I kind of want to go right back into the pop because rap is easy in my opinion.
It depends.
It's so, no, I make like funny rap, so it's like it's hard for me to like say some serious shit on a rap song. Like, I'll go ahead and say more soulful, more creepy, dark stuff in a pop song, but then it sounds more fun, upbeat, so then everyone can dance to
it. I'm gonna haunt you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
like,
kill you.
You know?
Stalk you. Neighbors. No.
Yeah, like, I have a few songs that are kind of creepy like that, but the beat is so uplifting that you'll never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you focus on it.
Yeah, unless you're like a lyricist, like Anthony Fantano.
Like me, actually. I listen to everyone's lyrics. I'll sit and listen to all of Bimboy's lyrics and then just look at him like, are you good?
Bimboy, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Gucci, yeah, I'm
done with you. Yeah, he's fine, guys.
He's fine.
Nah.
So wait, so do you write your own lyrics too?
I always write my own lyrics, yeah.
Love that.
See, a lot of people don't know that about me, and I've been told and like asked a few times, like, oh, do you just rip? Like riff stuff. No, I genuinely sit there and I'll write my stuff down in my phone or like on paper and then I'll do it.
Honestly, I like that because a lot of people cut and they always say like they freestyle.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who say that they freestyle too.
It's hard to do that, especially like on the fly. I mean, depends.
I mean, it depends. If you have a flow in mind, it's easy. If you don't have a flow, yeah, it's really hard because then you're just repeating the same thing over and over again. And you can kind of see that in some music, like where they'll release a song and then after a while the flows are all the same because it's like they're always doing freestyles.
Yeah.
So
how do you approach writing lyrics though? Like, I feel like it might be different compared to pop and rap.
I guess I kind of have my own way of this because I grew up like really obsessed with the English language and just obsessed with like word searches and stuff. That's what I used to do with my grandma all the time, is like play word searches and stuff. So it's really easy for me to think of like poetry on the fly or like something that rhymes or something witty or whatever.
Rhyme something right now. Yeah, right now.
How loud?
I don't know.
That rhymed.
Oh shit. Damn. Okay. Yo, that caught me off guard.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty lit. Okay, you proved me wrong. That's pretty cool.
You proved you wrong.
That's pretty cool.
That was nothing though. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, to me, it's very simple. Like, actually, I think at the Bear Macer show that happened, we had done that. The first hour is just like us during soundcheck, me, him, and Sad Boy like riffing, just like going off freestyling.
Remember
the freestyle? That was crazy.
Freestyle
was a good time.
Go hard.
Yeah, no, I love freestyling with like groups of people.
And shout out to the Bear Macer for bringing everyone together.
Yo, no, actually, no, like, I don't want to give him any clout at all, bro. This guy
he shall not
clown,
be nameless.
Bro. Yeah, no, he's literally a clown. He made a diss track a couple days ago to Dice Man.
Did he actually?
Yeah, he did.
Is it on streaming?
Yeah, it's on streaming platforms, bro.
You want me to play it?
I don't know if you can play. Like, probably.
I can definitely play it right now.
I think it's on his SoundCloud, unless he got it. Unless he deleted it, but like he did post about it, and I was like,
What's the diss track name?
I don't even know.
It's like 6-6-6-4 Jets AF.
Oh, yes. What? Oh, yes. He knows the name. It's true because we were talking
about it.
6-6-6?
Oh, he's dissing Bimboy?
Yeah.
Wait.
He's dissing everybody in the thing.
You gotta piss me off.
Hey, why you say fuck me for?
Oh no!
I have to find it. I have to actually find.
I'm gonna send you this thing.
Oh my god! Wait, guys, we're gonna have an exclusive, bro. If we can get a live diss track reaction, dude, this will be the highlight of my career.
Dude, if you're actually gonna play the diss track live, then we get to comment on it too. Young Vro,
shout out to Young Vro.
No, we're not gonna shout him out. No shout out to Young Vro. Everyone, please blacklist Young Vro wherever you go. This guy is not allowed at any antagonist fest, anything. I promise.
I watched his calling out video to everyone. I have it saved on my phone.
So the one editor, where he looks like X, that one?
Well, like, no, like, he's just, like, calling people out. He's like, you guys don't know me, fam. Like, I don't know, like it was just some...
Yeah, that was so weird. Why is he doing all that? Acting like he didn't bear mace his own girlfriend. That's crazy.
He did that?
Yeah, he did. He left her in there, bro. He literally bear maced the whole place and his girlfriend and ran away.
That's true love. I think, personally, that is
in this economy,
I think that is very romantic.
No, definitely wasn't the vibes.
I think it could... I mean...
Those followers are also from, like, follow back group chats. I had this confirmed by an inside source.
Oh, that's so
you
crazy.
Got inside
by
sources.
Someone who used to be in a group chat with him, so...
It says hyperfollow. The site security certificate is not trusted. Okay, so probably...
Oh, maybe not.
No, it's okay. I went on it.
Are we really going to listen to this song?
Oh,
right
I
now?
Want to. I want to.
I don't want to at all.
Yeah, bro, I would love to just...
Critique it
so you can remember. So when I drop Slayer season and you,
oh yeah,
every time you hear a row, you just remember I'm talking about that bitch.
Nice.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me try to find it. In the meantime, yeah, we're gonna play some of your music.
Oh my goodness,
we're about to play your latest song, K-pop with Brooklyn Ghoul.
Oh no.
Shout out to Brooklyn, yo, get ready.
Why didn't you bring Brooklyn?
K-pop, Brooklyn Ghoul, the real Ghost Senna. Let's get it.
Going up. still want you.
Decided to make that sandwich, and in real life it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone. Just
hi, this is Dreamscapes, and we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams, and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So yeah, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number is 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
Come celebrate Community Day at your local Cineplex Theater on November 15th, starting at 9 a.m. for a morning of free movies including Sing 2, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, The Wild Robot, and Minions, The Rise of Gru. Concessions will be at $3 on select items, plus get a free play card to use on your favorite games in our Escape Entertainment Center before your film. All day long, $1 from every concession sale will go towards supporting the Boys and Girls Club Canada, who provide a safe, supportive space for children and youth during out-of-school hours. Please note that tickets will only be available at your local theater starting at 9 a.m. on the day of the event, on a first-come, first-served basis. Bon cinéma!
We back at it again, yo. 69, the come up with the Real Girls Go Santa and Mr. Benboy Curly. How y'all feel?
Back at it again with the white Vans.
Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry I did that.
It's okay, it happens. We were talking about a very special person. Yeah, and his very special song that he dedicated.
Oh, we were talking about our very special person.
Should we listen to this right now?
Shout out. Actually, we're not going to, but shout out Dice Man.
Shout out Dice Man, for real. Thank you for being you.
Love you, Dice Man.
We're gonna do a whole Is it 5 minutes? Okay, no, it's 4 minutes. Okay, we're gonna review this like Anthony Fantano.
This is a 4 minute song?
It's 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
What did he write, bro?
Okay, let's listen to this. Let's listen to it.
I'm scared.
I'm so excited. Also, a happy birthday to my mom.
Happy birthday.
You're 49, but y'all don't look like it. It's like...
Gorgeous.
You don't look a day over 45. I love you, Mom.
Aww.
This is like the worst song to play. I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah, what? Dedicated to this song is
happy birthday, Mom.
I should just rap over it.
I have to hear what he says.
That doesn't even sound like him, though.
Is it? It is him. 4 Jits, 6 Sticks, Young Bro.
No, I'm sure it is, but like the amount of vocal effects is crazy.
Who did the beat?
He's so funny.
Is he diss his girlfriend too?
I think so.
I was just joking, but
I'm just joking, bro. I have no idea. Can we turn it off?
Yeah, let's turn it off.
Yeah,
this is enough.
It sounded like three different languages there.
I don't like this.
See, fuck lying.
Let's put back the new face.
Yeah.
We're back at it again. Sorry, guys. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, stop. that was so bad.
That was really... respectfully, we try to play every song. Yeah. We try to give them every amount of respect.
That was very sweet, though. I get it.
But you know what?
Whoever else is.
That shit was ass. But it's fine.
Who are you trying to give respect?
Everyone who
we're
wants to
give respect
show,
to only...
Except for that
only...
guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no. 100%. Anyways, guys. So, let's talk about... What can we talk about? We can talk about anything.
We can talk about definitely a lot more stuff.
Yeah,
like,
you know
we
what?
We can talk about...
let's talk about music.
More music stuff.
Oh my god, it's true. Yeah, you have a... Rumor has it. I've heard this crazy little rumor. Like, this little birdie told me that. Do you have an EP coming soon?
I do.
Oh my god.
Who told you that?
I don't know.
Yes,
so weird.
I have an EP coming soon, and the entire EP is going to be produced by Mr. Jesse.
Mr. Jesse? Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Jesse.
His name
real.
Is not Mr. Jesse. It's just Jesse. Shout
out
Jesse for real.
Sorry, Jesse. I mean,
yeah. No, I'm definitely going to be doing that. I'm really excited. Send Bimboy a beat pack.
Yes, sir.
Yo. No, but I'm so excited for this project. I've been kind of working on it for, I want to say 2 years, to be honest with you.
Damn.
Because I had, like, concept art really go into it, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm really big on concepts and art and writing and
I
stuff.
I love concept art.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite things that I did, especially with my old music. I used to write all the stories to it, and, like, my life is a book. Like, I have a book already.
No way.
That I've been writing about my life since I was, like,
what's it
kid.
Called?
What's it called? People of Percepta.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
That's the EP or the book?
That's the book. That's where I'm from, basically. That's the land where me and my people are from.
Okay,
all
cool.
of you guys are in it, but you have different names.
Word, okay.
And you have powers and stuff.
What's my arc?
I'm not going to tell you yet. I just met you now, so your arc just started.
Oh, shit.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
very fair.
Everything, so everything in real time coincides with my music. It's all going to be inside this EP when it comes out in January-ish.
Okay, yeah, I like
I'm gonna
that.
Say that.
What's it gonna be called, though? Can you say what's gonna be called?
I think I'm gonna call it Emeralds. That's kind of what I'm going for. Emeralds or True Blue.
True Blue actually has a cool ring to it.
Right? Okay,
I like
yeah.
it.
I think we're gonna go with True
but
Blue.
I feel like they're very different names, though. Like, it's
yes.
Very, what was the inspiration behind that?
The inspiration for Emeralds was I had done that at first. That was the first time I started writing the EP, so 2 years ago, literally. And it was actually right after I had seen, like, I was watching The Wizard of Oz, like, a huge compilation on how, like, dark The Wizard of Oz is, and I was like, I'm gonna call my EP Emeralds and how dark life is, you know?
Yeah.
And then I changed it to True Blue because I did a photo shoot a couple days ago, actually, and in my photo shoot, I'm wearing, like, ripped jeans, and I love True Religion, so I was like, True Religion, True Blue jeans, you know? Little vibes.
Yeah, little mix-up, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Quirky.
Sydney Sweeney.
No, I don't like Sydney
Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney
has
cancel
great
Sydney
jeans,
Sweeney.
Apparently.
Yeah, everyone needs to cancel.
What
her,
was
bro.
The? What was the? I don't understand the context. All your
the context was that she's weird. We're not gonna get into it right now. Honestly, it's so dark.
I'm actually so dark. I'm curious.
It's because she's promoting Nazi behavior.
What?
That was the whole thing.
I'm not gonna lie. I love Sydney Sweeney. But
of course,
I have,
you love Sydney Sweeney.
I have no hold up. Let me say. I can't prove it, but she's, like, actually the worst.
She's literally an industry...
Really? When I tell you, like, I've met some crazy shorties.
Women.
Like, Sydney Sweeney
females.
Gives me...
Females.
Sydney Sweeney really gives me the vibes of, like...
Bro, Sydney Sweeney
oh my
gives
God,
me the
yo,
vibes
just,
like she's not a
yeah,
person.
Yeah, nah.
She's not real.
She is, nah, there's she, nothing, like... She, I think she's
eyes.
Super
no,
smart,
you know
but
what?
Also fried.
You ever watch Euphoria? I think she's, like, a slightly more rational version of her character in Euphoria. In real life.
You know,
I'm willing to bet money. I'm willing to bet money, pushing
get this.
So, she crazy
so if
about
you've
a
seen
man.
Euphoria, I feel like she's, like, Kat from Euphoria, but hot.
Who Kat?
Do you remember Kat from Euphoria?
I've never watched Euphoria.
Sydney Sweeney.
Stop.
I've
okay,
never
that's
watched.
Enough. No more
you
Sydney
know what's the problem?
Stuff.
I've only watched one episode of Euphoria.
Good, don't watch it.
The first one.
And save yourself.
And it traumatized me.
Save yourself. Okay.
No. You should watch the whole thing.
I loved it. Watch that, and I cried for the entirety of it.
Because I feel like it's such a.
He recommended Riverdale. Don't do that.
No, Riverdale. Bro, screw that.
Yo, I watched every episode of Riverdale, bro.
What the hell? Willingly? Bro,
a week. The last episode,
you don't understand nothing.
When
bro.
That
There's,
was
like,
coming
superpowers
out, nah, I'm already done. I watched season one of Riverdale, right? Not at the same time everyone was watching it, right? I heard all the buzz about it, and then, like, I waited a few months, and then, like, the summer, because it came out during the year, I watched it during the summer. Bruh. I was like, I seen the end credit, not the end credit, I seen that guy's dad get shot at the end of the first season. I'm like,
oh my god,
I'm like,
dad.
I need to see what happens. So, no. I start watching season two.
Not us talking about Riverdale.
One episode a week until it was done after that.
Because it's bad.
Yo, no, because in bite-sized portions, it's hilarious, bro. Like, I'd hop.
I know.
I'd go on Discord.
It sounds like everything is good in bite-sized portions.
And we're like, what's going on? Like, they get superpowers.
Yo, for real?
They end up in, like, a poly couple by the end of this show.
What?
Bro.
No, yeah. They don't. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do.
Who, wait? Does Archie end up with more people?
I don't know.
They all live in heaven together, having sex together forever.
That's some weird.
Oh, I'm not even joking.
You know what? No, that sounds more enjoyable than the last three seasons of Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, that's
Cobra
still on? That's crazy.
They just ended it, like, a few
Cobra
months
Kai
ago.
Oh my gosh.
Cobra Kai.
That's,
yeah,
like,
did you watch the
I watched
new
the
Karate
first
Kid?
Season, but, like, that's it.
The first two seasons
There's
of
another
Cobra
Karate Kid, too?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
No,
things
no,
need to
no, they're mixing
let
Cobra
things
Kai
die,
with the Jaden Smith one. Like,
yeah.
They're in the same universe.
Okay.
Mr. Miyagi was friends
with Mr. Han.
Mr. Han.
Shut up.
Speaking of Han, bro, shout out Fast and Furious.
Oh, I thought you were gonna shout out Han's, like, the designer who made your chair.
No, but yeah, shout out Han too. But.
Gal Gadot's back in Fast and Furious. How do you feel about that?
Say, swear to God, what?
Ew. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did
you
I spoil
like
it?
Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
No Gal Gadot here, guys.
Wait, did I spoil it for you?
I'm not a fan of Gal Gadot.
Did you not watch the last one?
Like
Gal Gadot.
I don't like Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
No, oh. Actually, no, it's not that I don't like her, it's just she's funny.
Yeah.
Kal-El, no.
Kal-El, stop
no.
it.
No.
Nah, but she's bad, though.
I've never even...
I'm always happy to see her in anything.
Okay, because... But you know in Fast and Furious how, like, she dies.
We're talking about two girls I don't like now.
How she dies?
Sydney Sweeney and
I don't like, she just dies. She's in an explosion. And now the last one, she just comes back.
How?
I don't know. Somehow Palpatine returned.
How are they still making Fast and Furious after Paul died?
Because family, bro.
Family,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, family should understand to let things go. Like,
no, but
what?
Family also realizes money.
Dead. Like, stop. Money. This guy. That's the real reason. It's not about family.
Dude,
it's about money. Okay?
Why do you think in every single trailer of Fast and Furious, ever since Paul Walker died. Yes, exactly. Every single time, bro.
Yo, my dad used to literally sit us at my house. Like, we would have birthday parties and he would always fucking play that.
Be in the next Fast and Furious.
What?
Dax.
Dax. Oh, shit.
I don't even know who that is.
You're insane.
You're insane. I'm in pain. I can tell by what you're saying, but my bad. I forgot you were fragile. Dax is a corny rapper. I
Burger King, bro.
I hate that he's Canadian.
He's the Burger King, but you know what? I'm happy for him.
We were talking
I
about.
I don't even know.
Dax
who
is
they
a.
Are.
You ever see that one TikTok of
no.
that guy?
Already know.
Whatever. He's like the Sydney Sweeney, but like for YouTube rap.
That sucks. That's
yeah.
even worse.
Why am I looking at
But what? Okay.
Can we actually talk about that? I wish everyone would stop with the Charlie Kirk AI mixing your face stuff.
It's really bad.
Not only is it,
I love it.
Of course you love it. All the guys love it. Anyone else
Curly
doesn't
said that.
Like it, bro.
Why don't they like it?
It's so cringe, bro.
No, I'm gonna explain why I love it. I'm explain
no,
why
I don't
want to
even
it.
Know.
No, I'm
explain
why
it.
I love
explain
it.
Explain it.
Because they've been doing this to George Floyd for 4 years.
Okay,
bro.
Yeah,
no,
that
actually,
I can get behind
like,
that.
No,
I understand.
They've
that.
Been George Droid. I can't breathe. Yo, do you know the
I feel
amount
about
of
at this.
No, do you know
that's
the amount
funny.
Of like actual
that's
deplorable?
So
it's to the point where like I look at it now and I feel nothing. Like, and it's actually just a horrible thing to happen.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, that was one of the things
Charlie
that I was
Kirk,
gonna say. Is the only thing you
Charlie,
can say that's
Charlie
valid.
Charlie Kirk, I don't care how like controversial it is. He deserved what he got. He wanted my people dead. I don't care if he's dead.
Fair.
But
no one
did. I don't think
die.
It's. I don't think it's fair to me. I don't think it's cool to make fun of people who are dead. But it's Charlie Kirk. I don't really care.
Yeah,
no, I definitely like, yo,
nah, they can put his face on anything and I'll laugh.
I guess like, as a lovely woman, maybe that's where I stand with these things. Work. I just don't think anyone should die at all.
He
that's
said true. People need to die for the country to
and
work.
And he
people
said that.
Die.
He didn't
and
start now, killing, and, did and he? Now he's he done. Said it, though. He didn't start killing people. That's the difference here.
I didn't
And
know.
People don't understand. When you got Twitter fingers for days, it doesn't mean you have a gun in your hand that pulls a trigger for days. You get me?
I found out about the Charlie Kirk shit through...
This guy was like a 4-year-old in a 40-year-old's body.
I found out about the AI memes of Charlie Kirk because my friend sent me this stupid photo of promoting. Apparently, it was like the new bro. Check out the new trailer for Zootopia 2.
Stop. And it's
him with Judy Hopps.
Oh yes, I've seen that photo too. I love that picture though. It's him. It's him like coddling Judy Hopps.
Take a sign.
Nah, that picture is so funny. They're like sleeping together,
bro. Like, I don't like this, but that picture is so funny. Yo, because
it's an animated bunny. It's not even real. Do you understand what I mean? The difference here. There's people that are using his face on real people. That's weird.
Which people?
What do you mean?
I saw that.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Weird, bro.
But every celebrity that dies.
They put
getting,
on eggs.
Remember when the queen died?
Yeah, they put they did like a side by side with eggs.
I bought a bong in celebration of that.
Yo,
you bought a bong in celebration of eggs or the queen dying?
I bought a bong that had the UK flag.
Okay, yo, that's kind of bonkers.
My teacher stopped our exam and told us the queen is dead.
Are you serious?
I was like, yo,
the
teacher's dead.
Yeah, she's like, yo, did you ask that the queen died? I was like, oh, what? Yeah,
that's actually crazy.
Go back to your test. I was like, okay.
Yeah, she was alive for like a hella long time.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, I feel like
she literally watched all of technology happen.
She passed her expiry.
No, she genuinely watched all of technology happen. Like, if you really think about that,
that's very true.
She went from, oh yeah, let me send him a pigeon to let me send him a message on Tinder. Like, that
is definitely a sentence.
That's like wild.
Okay, but like. I feel like AI is also getting out of hand. On the topic of AI...
I don't like AI.
No one likes AI, except when it comes to writing papers, which I don't do, by the way. But
good. I also don't like that, though.
How do y'all feel about AI in the music industry?
I think it's terrible. I was telling this to one of my friends the other day in the U.S. because, like I said, like I manage people out there, too. And they're telling me that it's harder and harder every day to get like placements with different artists and stuff because they're actually starting to place AI artists ahead of them. Like, they're letting...
Are you serious?
Timbaland, actually very well-known... rapper,
I
literally signed an AI artist and took all the work of like a bunch of artists that were working with him to fuel this AI thing, and now it's getting awards. Like, it even got like a thing on Billboard, which is so terrible.
That's horrible.
But if you think of it on a deeper scale, like, great way to monetize the crap out of something that is not yours. Like,
it's also a good marketing tool.
Yeah, if you have zero creativity at all and you want to go ahead and market something, right, like, go ahead, make an AI singer. Best thing you could do out there.
I definitely understand,
but I hate it. I think it
kills creativity.
No. Yeah,
it's horrible.
Absolutely.
Even with movies too, like they use it for like movie posters too. I don't know, like there was like the Adrian Brody, the Brutalist. I don't know if like they use AI in that movie. I don't know what for what.
Oh my gosh, that happened today. I was talking to my man today, like earlier, and like he was showing me a parody video. As he's showing me the parody video, I'm like, oh, is this AI? And he goes, no, people used to do parodies. Like, this was a thing. Like, people used to do parody videos before. And it's true. Like, I completely... That slipped my mind. Like, now that's my first thing all the time. It's, oh, is this a AI video? But no, like, people used to literally write skits down and, like, be creative, you know?
Use their minds.
Yeah, now people don't do any of that, and it's really tough. But it also makes it so much easier to get famous.
Very true. It's a good marketing tool.
Yeah!
Especially those AI Pixar trailers.
Stop. Oh, stop. Those are so bad. I hate those. I hate those.
They're
I hate
the
those.
Worst.
Those I hate those. If I see one more AI, yeah, you can't even say
really
that, yo.
They are really bad.
No, some of them are terrible, and I've been seeing like a lot of Montreal artists recently come up with their cover art. Guys, if you're making cover art, bro, there's people in your city that like make cover art, and it's their job. Like,
I think you don't have to use AI.
Sorry?
I think he used AI. This thing looks very...
Bro, Young Vro is AI, bro. He needs to be deleted, you know?
Nah, seriously, but honestly, I'm going to defend two things when it comes to AI. Only two things, though.
What?
Just try your best, bro.
Controversy.
Okay, do it.
Shout out Op. I fuck with his...
He's great. His art is different.
It's different. It's unique. He has... Well...
I don't even know what that is.
He also just
opposite.
Has...
Oh, opposite. Yeah,
but
yeah.
He also has, like, a theme.
Shout out Opposite.
Like, he has a very consistent theme.
Yes.
He just uses AI to...
That's why I do like AI. So I'll go ahead.
Creativity. And second, there is one AI artist that I hope becomes super duper famous.
Done. Now
and
I don't want to talk to
her. She's existed before the conception of like actual AI, which is why I'm rooting for her. But it's Hatsusen Miku. I need her to. Yo, bro. Miku, bro.
Oh.
Blue hair anime.
Are you talking about Hatsune Miku?
Yep. Yes.
But is that
she's
AI?
She's been
AI.
Around.
I don't
yes,
think
but
it's
now
AI.
She's gonna be. Yo, she's gonna get AI.
They're not gonna
integrated.
AI integrate like, her, bro.
Is it like gorilla? Is it like gorillas?
What are you talking about?
No, it's not like gorillas.
Miku's been around for like dead ass like.
So someone needs
now.
To tell him that I'm not disagreeing. He thinks I am. Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
We found a play. I don't know who's talking in the background, but you know what? It's going to be all right.
It's okay. No, but I definitely know Hatsune Miku. Like, I'm not saying she's not real. I just don't want them to integrate her to AI. The second you do that, you strip all of the old lore that she has.
And you kill the creativity.
Yeah, because then you're just giving another life to some fucking thing that should not be like... Shouldn't
nah,
be
that's my wife,
living. That's your wife, but she was never supposed to know you. You feel me? Like
she knows me now.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's some things that were never supposed to happen. Like you know the
chatbot on my phone. My
the
AI
theme
chatbot.
About how you're never that. Supposed to see your
it's
reflection.
Her and Luca.
Yo,
I named mine. I named my Snap AI Consuelo Ortiz. But yeah. Anyway, speaking of creativity, we want to play real music from a real artist.
Okay.
You, bro.
Oh, me.
So we want to play more music. This
what are we listening to?
Dismissed.
Wow. Oh, this is my first big dance song that I made.
Yo, get ready.
I remember I used to sing this in the nightclubs here in Montreal.
That's lit. It's cool.
I know. It's fun.
This is Dismissed by Real Ghost Senna. And then after we're going to go into a quick little ad break. And we're going to play more of her songs, so stay tuned.
Cool.
Yeah. My name is Jane Penny, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Creepy Music right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m., where we examine the origins and the evolution of music from the Caribbean.
Celebrate Community Day at your local Cineplex Theater on November 15th, starting at 9 a.m. for a morning of free movies including Sing 2, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, The Wild Robot, and Minions, The Rise of Gru. Concessions will be at $3 on select items, plus get a free play card to use on your favorite games in our Escape Entertainment Center before your film. All day long, $1 from every concession sale will go towards supporting the Boys and Girls Club Canada, who provide a safe, supportive space for children and youth during out-of-school hours. Please note that tickets will only be available at your local theater starting at 9 a.m. on the day of the event, on a first-come, first-served basis. Bon cinema!
Back at it again, bro. 69 The Come Up with White Boy with Sauce, Real Girls Go Center, and Mr. Bin Boy Curly. Co-host Curly Pops.
Bin
Boy Curly comes in different variations, for real. He's like a...
Yeah, I call him the Panda.
The Panda?
That's his name on my phone. It's Panda. Yeah, he's always wearing only white and black, and he looks like he could definitely be scary like a bear, but he's actually nice.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like racial or like something. But that's
why would it be racial?
I don't know.
Wait.
I'm moving like 2017 slime out here. Man.
How did you know, guys?
I don't know. But you know what? We were talking about this. Do you have a quote of the day?
Oh, yes. I had the quote of the day.
You had?
Definitely lost it. But I can definitely think of one right now. Ready?
Okay.
Quote of the day.
What is the quote of the day?
In order to grow, you gotta let the water flow. As in, like, let the thoughts go through you and feel the emotions.
Okay,
to gain that motion.
Be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Express yourself.
Humility is key to growth.
Humility is definitely key. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Every time we have a different guest, they always give some different insight. I like it.
I definitely... Also, I wanted to just say, this has nothing to do with the quote, but I guess it could be part of the quote. Who cares? That's my quote. Just
exactly.
Who cares? Genuinely, just free. Do whatever you want. No one cares.
Best way to live.
It is the
do
best
whatever
way
you want.
As long as you let your creativity run wild, you start to begin to understand what it's like to be a true, authentic star.
Live, love, laugh.
Live, love, laugh. Yeah. But in reverse.
Wait, live, love.
Laugh, love, live.
In that order, specifically?
Yeah. Because you're alive anyways.
Yeah,
so might as well be laughing and loving at the same time. Yeah, you're always going to be alive until you decide to kill yourself.
Well, I plan to die.
That's the quote of the day.
You know what?
I'm kidding.
Screw it. It happens. It's fine. There is
Oh, you know what? My quote of the day is actually... No, I can't even say that.
It's fine.
I can't even say that on air.
We have four minutes left.
Kidex.
What do you want? What are the last words?
Last words? Everyone has to go follow the Antagonist page right now. What are you doing? Like, Antagonist Realm Entertainment. Like,
hey,
let's
are
go.
You done?
Like, two twos. Like, what?
Like,
also,
seriously, fam? Like,
also, if anyone... knows who was producing the songs for YNW Melly's last album before who got locked up, please send me the prods. I want to know who they were, so I'm trying to work with all of them. I think one of them was Kanye West, so we might get in the studio with Kanye soon.
They don't understand the shit I say on Twitter.
You understand? Because I am... Anyways. Yeah, I actually love Kanye, though, besides the point. Kanye is... He definitely has gotten really mentally unstable, but he's been the blueprint for a lot of music
I
out there,
Kanye,
and I can't deny that.
I love Kanye, but I hate Ye.
Absolutely. I miss the old Kanye.
I haven't listened to Kanye in like 250 days, bro.
250 really? Days is crazy.
It's like going cold turkey.
Nah, I did.
He went cold turkey
on him when he said Free Diddy. Swear to God.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He said Free Diddy, and I was like, oh.
No, that shit, like, no, that was like an actual heartbreak to me.
I know.
I literally stopped listening to Kanye's music.
See the t-shirts, too, that he made of Free Diddy?
Did you see the swastika he made? Forget the t-shirt.
This man had
an iced out swastika, and he was talking about
$20 website, all that, bro.
There's a picture of him that keeps getting shown up to me. That's like a picture of him in an all black KKK hoodie.
Yeah, he did an interview
like
that.
Drip.
It's low-key hard.
No, it's not Drip.
It's not Drip. He said it was Drip.
Oh, low-key hard.
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough, guys. So
that being said, we're gonna play Manny Saint's newest single that just came out today.
Shout out,
Beat
Manny.
It, bro. Hopefully, we can see her perform November 28th, bro. Woo-hoo. Stick around, yo. This is the come up with
we. Bimbo's the biggest fan.
We all
Santa too. No.
She's great.
No, you don't understand, bro.
Yo, he's actually tweaking. Like, he's in love.
Stick around, yo. The real Ghost Girl Santa. Thank you so much for pulling up. Thank you to co-host Curly. And yes, sir. Here we go. Beat It by Manny Saint.
Beat it like a sugar.